previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Joining us on the show this morning is the brand new Miss South Africa.
South Africa. Your new Miss SA 2025. Taking the 67th title is...
Oh, takes so long.
Oh my God!
Feels like it's forever.
Kamikaze Mazaleni, well done, congratulations.
Yay. Thank you so much.
That feels longer, actually.
No, much longer.
When you're standing in it, it feels like it's eternity.
Right? And then hearing your name must be something else, right?
No, 100%. It was extremely overwhelming, but at the same time, it's all of this excitement and just, it's a feeling of, oh my gosh, it's finally happened.
Yeah. And it's happening to me.
Exactly.
You're hoping to hear your name, and then you do hear it, and nothing prepares you for that, right?
No, nothing. I think you can even see the shock on my face. It was just immediate tears and immediate gratitude. So beautiful.
So amazing. Congratulations. I believe you're from the Eastern Cape?
Yes, I'm from the Eastern Cape, originally from Edudya, and then I grew up in East London.
That's why you're on the show. We only interview people from the Eastern Cape.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
He's not even joking. It's literally the truth.
Oh, my goodness, Gauteng. I'm so sorry.
Listen, did they say 67th?
67th.
Oh, wow, that's quite a significant South African number.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Well, I was thinking about something else, but okay, yeah, that too. I know that education is an incredibly important, it's incredibly important for you. And let's be honest, if there's one thing in the world, in our country, on our continent, and around the world that you're going to choose, education is key.
100%.
The most important,
100%,
right?
100%, yes. And even if we think about South Africa, I think we've got a 33% unemployment rate. And if we want to start breaking that cycle of unemployment, we need to start looking at its root causes, a big one being illiteracy and education within the country.
Where did you study?
I studied at Stellenbosch University, was my undergrad. I did a bachelor's in speech, language and hearing therapy. And then I moved on and did my community service in Pretoria, my Mamelodi Hospital. And then now I'm doing my master's with the University of Pretoria in speech pathology with a focus on autism.
Sure. Why speech? Can I ask? Why speech therapy?
Yes, so I've always known that I wanted to work with people. I just didn't know in what sense. So I did some research and I came across speech therapy. I had no idea what it was. And so I went job shadowing and I walk in the one day. An elderly Xhosa man had come in and he'd had a stroke. And what happens with a stroke is that it impacts certain areas of your brain. So for him, it impacted the language area, where he could understand language, but he couldn't speak anymore. And because he was working in Isixhosa, he lost his job and he needed to regain his speech to go back. But the speech therapist that was available, she had an English and Afrikaans background. So just watching that session, I realized that there's such a big gap here. And that's how I got into speech therapy.
We are Tete Sixhosa. Mm-hmm. You speak English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praat the biki Afrikaans.
I mean, that
no name.
Is that the Pretoria stint that came in to play there?
No, Pretoria was actually Sepedi. So no, Gohono Bulela.
What else do you want to learn?
I would actually love to pick up isiZulu. It's very similar to isiXhosa, but it's almost like the nuances that catch me out.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
East London, eh?
Yes, East London.
What a beautiful, I mean, it's such a beautiful part of our country, Imonti.
Yes.
It really is. And where are you going to be, where are you based now for the next, how does it work again? I think you get an apartment or something?
Yes, so I'll be based here in Joburg for the year, and then I'll likely continue staying here for a bit after that, just to continue the work I'm doing.
You're continuing your studies where?
At University of Pretoria.
Yes.
You know, I've got to talk to these organizers. Think about it. They should give her a lovely apartment in Pretoria.
Oh, absolutely. And there are some beautiful apartments around the Pretoria area.
There are.
Kamikaze, you just hang around.
Yeah.
We'll know people.
Martin.
You're moving.
At the end of this year, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to question you about that.
Any questions or just messages of congratulations on this beautiful title this morning, please send us a message on 084 850 0942. Also, happy to say good morning to all these friendly faces joining us in the studio. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Kamikaze, congratulations, Miss South Africa. Our brand new Miss South Africa on the show this morning, Kamikaze. where's your spot, the wow spot? We've all got a wow spot listening to this competition now. Mm. I know you're from the East London, and that part of the country is just so absolutely beautiful. Mm. Is it there?
It is there, actually. So it's 5 minutes away from where I live.
Oh, yeah?
But it's Canoobie Beach.
Canoobie, stunning. Yes.
Yes, absolutely stunning. One of my favorite places to go. I think every time we have a little visit at home, my parents know that, okay, Kawi will be here with us for the first day. The day after, she's definitely at the beach.
At Canoobie Beach. There's a spot I discovered there a couple of years ago. Mm. I think I did a show there called Aga Aga.
Yes.
Do you know it?
Yes, I do. I haven't been often. I think I've been once, but many years ago.
It's so weird because you have to wait for the sea to kind of pull back before you can get to the other side.
Oh,
it's
I
wild.
Love that.
No, it's very, very, very cool. Do you go back to home for Christmas?
Yes, I go back home for Christmas, but Christmas we usually spend by my grandparents at Dudjwe Falagahle, where we usually just have all of our celebrations. The whole family comes together and we just kind of spend that time together.
Is it a big family?
Huge family.
Is
all
it?
All the cousins, all the aunts, all the uncles, everybody just kind of comes together. There's some names you don't know, but you learn as you go.
Mm-hmm. Hello, auntie.
Yes. Oh, you changed my diaper.
Yes.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember.
Can you now imagine, though? So, are you going back now for Christmas?
Yes.
To the Eastern Cape. But this year you're going back as Miss South Africa.
Wowzers.
It's going to be a lot of celebration.
Exactly. And it's so beautiful because two of my younger cousins are going in for their initiation ceremony.
Okay.
So we're celebrating that as well. So it's just going to be this incredibly huge family celebration when we're done.
Oh, they must hate you right now because you are literally going to overshadow everything.
I feel so bad for them. They said, I called them and they were like, it's fine. Miss South Africa is coming to our initiation.
Oh, I love that.
You're going to make it so much greater. Any messages for our brand new Miss South Africa, Kawi Kaze, this morning, please drop them on 084 850 0942.
Oh, my goodness. When beauty meets brain, this is what Africa needs. We love you. You're doing a great job. Stay beautiful. And a shout out to her amazing sister, like the sisterhood. Ah, oh, girl, well done. Thank you so much, Jacaranda, for being here on the show. We need our kids to be well represented, especially the girl child.
You're going to be a great leader. I
Thank
know this.
You.
Our brand new Miss South Africa. There's just great excitement in our country about you, Kawi Kaze, because you said something as well. Yes, it's about inclusive education. It is about being a change maker. But it can't just be for the year that you miss South Africa, right? That must be something. It seems like you take that quite personally.
No, 100%. I think for me, I started doing the work that I've been doing before Miss South Africa.
That's right.
So walking into Miss South Africa, it's almost just a continuation of what I've been doing, but also being able to do it on a bigger stage. And I think it's so beautiful. So Miss South Africa actually launched an initiative this year called Empower Youth Africa, where it's not just me who gets to continue in my advocacy, but the entire top nine is being supported throughout the year in doing the work. And exactly. And I think it's so beautiful because even if we're looking at breaking that cycle of unemployment, it's not just education. Mm. It's all of these different factors that play in. So if we look at a holistic picture of it, it's just so exciting for you.
So your mom and dad from the Eastern Cape, as we discussed, East London, beautiful part of the country. When they heard the news, who went on the most? Who was the most excited? They're both proud of you, obviously.
100%. I honestly think it was my dad because leading
up to,
he's very protective of his youngest. Extremely protective. So I think even when I told him I was entering Miss South Africa, he was a little bit apprehensive.
Really?
Yes. It's just because it's a big platform and the entire country would be watching.
It's exposed.
Exactly. Exactly. So I could see that he was a bit nervous. But as soon as my name was called, I could immediately see him come back to himself and just like shower me with that joy and love. So that
How proud is he now?
Oh my goodness. I haven't seen my dad cry, but I just one time saw those tears kind of well
up. Really?
Yeah, so to me that meant everything. It meant the world to me.
How does he show his excitement?
It's just, he does this little dance. Like we call it the Mazaleni dance, where it's like a...
Yes.
Yeah, kind of a thing.
Okay, huh?
It's like a shoulder shimmy. Exactly.
There should be a TikTok challenge in this country.
I just say, as a parent,
yes,
if I had two of my daughters being in Miss South Africa, I don't know what I would do with myself. I would be blasting it everywhere. Do your parents just tell random strangers?
So, no, they do. They
do. See, that's what I would do.
Even before, my mom, when she would go to the store, she'll say hello to everybody. And as she's paying, she's like, did you vote for Miss South Africa?
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I love that so much. Absolutely. Are you a sporty? Do you like sport?
So I played cricket in school. Oh. I love to say I played first team cricket from grade 8. We only had one cricket team, so I had to play first team.
Not a lie though. It's the truth.
Exactly, exactly. And I also played netball at school.
Oh, is it?
Yes. What,
did you bowl or bat in cricket?
I was a bowler, was a spin bowler. Mm. And then I would bat probably fifth or sixth, but I was always in the first lineup for bowling.
Because now you miss South Africa. Now you must know everything about South Africa.
Exactly.
And everything. And the sport. Are you getting questions about rugby and soccer and all that?
Rugby, yes. I know a lot more about Banyana Banyana than I do Bafana Bafana.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I know we're going to the World Cup next year, which is exciting.
Right?
Yes, we are.
We are.
Are you going?
I have no idea. I would love to go.
Listen, I've got to chat to the organizers.
Yeah,
there are a couple of points we're missing. Okay?
I need you on the team at this point.
you know what? We should represent. I was saying to Felicity and Claula the other day. Mm. So, remember Mama Joy was the, she was kind of the loud and proud South African fan at the Rugby World Cup. And
yes.
I was saying, well, maybe could someone like me be that for the soccer team?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
What was the name that you chose? Was it Father Vreugde? Or
Father Vreugde, Papa Joy?
No,
was it,
wait, what betekent Father Vreugde?
Daddy... Daddy Joy.
Daddy Joy. Maybe that's the one we're going to go with. Daddy Joy.
Sounds creepy.
But he also does actually have the perfect name.
Yeah.
It's Marty McParty.
That's fantastic.
The one thing you know about the show is we love to have a party. Mm. We really, really do. Music. Tell me about the music choice. What do you like?
Music choice. I'm a big pop fan, so it's Taylor Swift. Within South Africa, I love the African almost folk sound. So our Jabulile Majola, Mandisi Jangis, that's always my go-to.
Very, very cool. More messages coming in for our brand new Miss South Africa, Kawekazi. Keep them coming. 0848500942.
I would like to congratulate Kawekazi. She's our Kawe. Kawekazi. She's beautiful, intelligent. She must remain humble and go for Miss Universe.
On that, what is happening with all that?
So this year, with the new era of Miss South Africa, we're trying to focus on South Africa.
Yes.
So it's all these beautiful resources, and instead of spending them sending to an international pageant, it's beautiful to rather focus on doing the work and being impactful within the country.
I love that.
Yeah.
See, organizers, there you get one tick from us so far. Two ticks, one for Kawekazi and one for that. More coming up. Our brand new Miss South Africa, Enige Boodskappe, baie welkom. Congratulate her. Welcome her to the family here on Jacaranda FM. Our special guest on the show this morning, what a pleasure and a privilege. It's the brand new, newly crowned Miss South Africa, Kawekazi Mazaleni. Looking fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, you walked in and I was like, I need that outfit. Tell me everything, because it is unique, it is fun, it is interesting, it's quirky. Wow.
Thank you. So it was actually designed by the House of Nala. So they are linked to African Fashion International, right? And what they do is that they custom made this for me, and they take my personality into consideration and just make something that really screams Kawekazi.
Yeah, it does scream. That also screams Felicity.
Felicity. Yeah. It really does. No, I can see. Listen, is that the crown comes in a special, it also had a security guard.
Yes. He's quite terrifying.
Loving. Yeah. So the nice thing about being Miss SA is you get driven around. At the moment, someone to wear your crown, because if you're a queen, you're carrying your own crown, what nonsense is that? But it's such a beautiful crown. We take pictures with it, if you don't mind. 100%. Listen, we love a pageant, and we decided, love what they're doing this year, to focus on South Africa.
Mm.
If there's one thing I can tell you, when I read about you and I watched your moments online, is that you are so proud of being South African.
100%.
You are so set on education and just being a change maker, and I think you're going to be a fantastic leader.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about the people that inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a little pageant.
Mm.
It's for the rest of us. It's like an ordinary South African pageant.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we're going to crown a... what is it called? The first, second princess.
Yes, the first and the second princess. Okay.
So second prince or princess.
Yes.
First prince or princess.
Okay.
And then we're just going to call the winner just South African.
Okay. And South African.
And South African. Hang on, I've got music to go with this as well. Mm. So let's start.
We're not dramatic at
this
all.
This feels so prestigious.
Let's start with Kawikazi's second runner up. The second prince or princess, which South African, now you're the judge.
Okay.
Which South African gets that sash? Or crown? Do they get a crown?
I would say, now I'm not sure if I'm going to say his name correctly, but is it Bayanda Walaza?
Yes.
The sprinter.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Him, he is doing incredible for our country.
So he is second prince.
Yes. Second prince, but one. Okay.
Yeah, very, very, very good. Doing great things. Mm. Very, very quick as well. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love mm-hmm. that. First prince or first princess?
First princess. I'm not sure her name, but she recently launched almost like a robotic AI in Durban in August. And what it does is that it almost translates reading material into all the different South African languages.
Can you what? Google?
Incredible. Yeah.
And that's another thing about you. You've got a book. It's in isiXhosa.
Yes.
But you want, it's a children's book, right?
It's a children's book. It teaches, it focuses on colors and it focuses on counting just to start that foundation.
But it's one of your wishes to have that book
translated.
Be translated in at least 11.
Yes.
11 languages. Did you get a name there? We'll come back to first. This is a bit of a different pageant. Mm-hmm. We don't have the names of the winners yet. do you have it?
1 second. Is it Tando Gumede?
That's the one.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The one.
Okay. Tando, lack of South African, you are first princess. Then who's the ultimate South African?
The ultimate South African is probably the one who has inspired me for so many years. It is Unomsa Mombatha.
Oh, yes. Phenomenal actress. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful like spokesperson for South Africa, has amazing foundations, and has a great butt.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good
song. Yeah, I know. She really does.
It's a great top three, all fresh and new. Mm-hmm. We're going to take some beautiful pictures. If you don't mind, you can keep your eye on our social media and you'll see the pictures there. Thank you very much for coming in. And
thank
congratulations.
You so much for having me.
All the best with your amazing dreams.
Thank you.
We support you all the way. Focusing on inclusive education in our country will make a difference. Mm-hmm. You will make a change. Mm. I hope that that book of yours, what is the book called again?
It's called Amasele Amdag, which means dirty frogs.
Dirty frogs.
Dirty frogs.
If I gave you R1 million, would you have guessed that?
No.
All our studio audience here and fans of Miss South Africa, give Kawikazi one more big round of applause and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Miss South Africa.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.